Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Justice family ready for you. They're going to be singing He's Still There, and hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. I tell you, friend, just keep looking up, baby. Jesus is coming soon. Before we begin the message today, I want to remind you once again, we are looking at the message, what causes the mully grubs. And we've been dealing with several causes, and we're going to mention real briefly before we get into the message tomorrow about how we can keep from getting into mully grubs. And I tell you, friend, every single one of us get down and out at some point in our lives. We'll get the blue and woes and me's. This is part three of the message, how to keep from getting the mully grubs.
Y'all ever heard anybody say, you got the mully grubs? Amen. I've heard it all my whole life. And you know, I didn't know it. I didn't know it then, but I just thought that that's some kind of sickness that you get. When I was young, I thought, man, they got the mully grubs. I've stayed away from them. You know, I thought that might be some type of contagious sickness. And I just want to stay away. But actually, really, you know, there is a definition for the mully grubs. Sure, the dictionary says that the word mully grub means sour or ill-tempered, sulks, a person who is down with the blues. Y'all ever know anybody that's got the mully grubs? Maybe you got it tonight, amen, I don't know. Amen, but let's look at the text tonight. I want to preach tonight. What to do when you got the mully grubs. Psalms chapter number 77, a psalm of Asaph. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Now that sounds pretty good to open the statements, but we're not finished down into the text yet. Look at the rest of it. In the day of my trouble, oh boy, it just took a turn, didn't it? I sought the Lord, and my sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God, and I was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. He's in a bad fix. You could say it this way. Asaph's got the mouldy grubs. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. He's looking back. He's looking back now out of his trouble. He's looking back and he's thinking. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy cling gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Where is God, he's saying? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?
At this time, we'll begin part three of the message, What to Do When You've Got the Mouldy Grubs.
Have you ever been in a place where you looked around and you, in your life, and all you saw was troubles? I mean, you look at the car, you look at the house, you look at the kids, you look at the bills, you look at, I mean, just overwhelming circumstances. It's like you're flooded with trouble. And it may not be like that for everybody, but I'll say this to you. The ones that's got money are probably the ones that's got pain. The ones that don't have no money is the one that's got broken things. It affects every one of us. I mean, we're constantly battling this thing of the mouldy grubs. Overwhelming circumstances. Look at what Asaph said in verse number 3. I remember God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. My spirit was overwhelmed. He got to a place where he just got to so down and out in his complaint to God that he didn't have nothing else to say but a complaint. Y'all ever been that like that? I mean, I don't like to go in my prayer closet and just say, God, I got this problem, I got that problem. But the Lord did say, ask. I think God does expect us to tell the truth when we go pray. God, this is how I feel. But notice this, remember, Asaph was not a thug. Remember, he's the one that has been selected to play and honor the symbols before the Ark of the Covenant. This guy was a worshiper, but yet we see him in his troubles. And so with all of these things, listen, he's saying, my problems are still here. I've got a mound of trouble. Look at verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity. These problems have become my sickness, my despair. I think at this point, it's crossed his mind where he's probably got to the place where he says, I'm a failure. I'm doing more harm than I am good. Friend, the feeling of failure will cause the mouldy grubs. It'll bring you to the place, that feeling of failure will bring you to the place where you look around and you say to yourself, what is the point? Why even live? I'm doing no good. I'm a failure. What's the point? I might as well not even live. There's something else that I believe also causes the mouldy grubs. And I believe that if we'll really dig it and look at it closely, you'll find it every single time. Sin causes the mouldy grubs. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the fact that when we get discouraged, the first thing we do is we run to our problem. We try to fix our problem, and then we get discouraged because our problem don't go away. And then the next thing we do is we fall out in sin, trying to fix our problem the whole time, but yet it causes us to bring more despair upon our life because we've tried to satisfy ourselves with sin that's not going to satisfy us at all. So this problem of the mole grubs is now intensifying, and that's now it's getting worse. Look at verse number 6, the feelings of failure. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. My spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy cling on forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? Asaph is saying, where is God in my life? Where is God in my life? Have you ever felt that way here lately? And you seem to come to the house of God. You seem to do what you're supposed to be doing. I'm reading my Bible and praying, but have you ever got to that place where you feel like, hey, where's God? Sure, we all get to that place. I'm going to just give you a personal note tonight, and I'm going to tell you what's been going on in my life for the last several months. I've, for the last several months, seemed to experience a deep and heavy weight that I cannot describe to you. I got the mole grubs, I'm going to be honest with you. I got the mole grubs, and I looked at everywhere that I looked. All I saw was trouble, just like Asaph. I go to pray, and it seems like that I go to pray, and it's like going to a job. It's hard. It's like I'm having to work double time to even pray to God now. It's like I've got to force myself to do it because it's so hard to pray. You say, preacher, it shouldn't be that way. I'm just giving you my personal experience. It ain't always this way. But can I tell you something? When you come go to pray, and it just seems like the heaven's brass, God's not a listening. Don't seem like there's a heaven. Don't seem like nothing. I'm talking about a hard place to pray. I'd look around the church, and I'd see young people who've left, and young'uns who we've influenced, young'uns who we've invested in, young'uns who we've prayed over. And it seemed as if Satan would say, where are they at today? I remember at youth camp one year, I preached a message on, will you also go away? And I've looked around at the group of people that were there when I preached the message, will you also go away? And almost over 50% of those young people are no longer attending church. You say, preacher, what happened? Satan would come to me and he'd say, you're nothing but a failure. Satan would say things, if you just quit pointing to standards, if you just drop the standards a little bit, if you just drop the reins some, your style of preaching is causing people to leave. Those are things that I'm hearing in my mind that Satan is telling me. He'd point out that people who've left the church during COVID would never come back. And they didn't give a warning. They didn't give an explanation. They just didn't show back up at all. Just one day walked away. I mean, don't know if it was the preaching. Don't know if it was what it was. Don't know if somebody said something. They just never returned with no explanation at all. And so when you start looking at those things, when you start looking at that way, Satan, he even got me to the place where he encouraged me to leave the ministry. I've heard it so many times. He's told me, just resign your position. Just quit. The church is no longer growing. You just need to quit. Get away. Go on. Do something different. I'm telling you my personal experience tonight, being in the mole grubs. Maybe you felt some of these things in your own life. Satan said, there ain't no use in going to church. There ain't no use in praying. There ain't no use in praying for that lost soul. They're just going to, they'll be in today and gone tomorrow. You're just wasting your time. Thing is, we don't know that. We don't know the lives that we've helped. We don't know those things. But can I tell you tonight that I believe that there's a cure for the mole grub. That's why I've been getting this whole time to get to this one place. You say, preacher, what is the cure for the mole grubs? I believe that the only thing that's going to cure the mole grubs in your life is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.